CNN News Selection number 4, Metrically Challenged.
There are many hot-button issues in the race for U.S. president, immigration, ISIS, Obamacare, just to name a few. But Linka Chafee, who is seeking the Democratic presidential nomination, added a new and surprising one to the mix, the metric system. Here's CNN's Tom Foreman.
If Eminem was a fan of the metric plan, his 8-mile road might have been 12.9 kilometers. And some folks would love that because they think making America metric is a great idea.
Earlier, I said, let's be bold. Here's a bold embrace of internationalism. Let's join the rest of the world and go metric.
To be sure, only the United States, Liberia, and Myanmar have not officially adopted the metric standard. And the U.S. Metric Association, yes, there is such a thing, says being among the outliers costs real money. We have to convert, repackage, and relabel products for trade. Research and technology are constantly straddling the metric American fence. And, well, it's just confusing. In 1999, NASA literally lost a $125 million Mars orbiter in space because of a mismatch between American units of measurement and the more commonly used metric standards. Of course, we've tried to change. In the 70s, the White House, starting with President Ford, pushed for a makeover under the Metric Conversion Act. President Carter also championed the system. It didn't hurt that he was a runner, since road races are routinely measured in kilometers. And soon, soda, gasoline, and more was being sold by the leader. Federal contracts went metric too, but commerce was trumped by culture. Some people were clearly not ready to watch football on a 91-meter field or measure American babies in centimeters. And although President Reagan signed an act designating the metric system as the preferred system of measurement, he later shut the program down, unwilling to touch it with a 10-foot pole. Tom Foreman, CNN, Washington.